And it's my distinct pleasure to bring in Eric Parecka right here. He's wearing the Navy SEAL Foundation shirt. Welcome, Eric.
Thanks, Pecan. Great to be here.
Fantastic. Now, he is a Navy SEAL, 11 years of service for our country. We thank you for your service, Eric.
You're welcome.
This right here, superhero, baby, superhero, a family man, a father, and a smart guy. And so we're glad to have you, Eric. What brings you to AT&T today?
Long-time partnership with the San Francisco Giants and the Navy SEAL Foundation. We have worked with Bobby Baska, Mike Crockett, for several years. It's nothing more apple pie and hot dogs than baseball and the special forces in our military. We have a group of 50 combined families from the SEALs in the local area. We have a Gold Star family here as well. One of the members from actually Lone Survivor that we are honoring on the field before the game.
Cool.
And it is a fantastic partnership. Part of the SEAL Foundation's mission is to support the families and the members of the SEALs that provide this freedom for us. And they have been more tasked than any military group, I think, in our history since 9/11. And they are under great pressure and to provide relief from things like the Giants game and to provide the support for these families. It's critical for them to do their mission. When the guys go into the field, they need to know that they're backed.
Wow, that's fantastic. And we acknowledge the Giants and their support and their participation with the Navy SEAL Foundation and other military tributes this weekend. I know Barry Zito is going to be out here, and his, Strikeout for Troops, I think it was. He's going to be out here doing something. So we acknowledge everybody participating today here at the Ball Yard for Memorial Day. And as a SEAL, I want to talk to you about the Giants. They brought out Ryan Owens. He was killed in Yemen in January, and they brought his widow and children out at the Giants' home opener. Ryan had a special relationship with Javier Lopez and Buster Posey. And so this is not the Giants just jumping into the basket here one-off. This is something they're committed to. And so I'm glad that the Giants are getting involved today. And the Navy SEAL Foundation, they're going to show a video on the Jumbotron today. Tell us a little bit more about the Navy SEAL Foundation and what their mission is and how folks listening can participate in their own way.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. The players are just paramount to this. As you just mentioned, Strickland, Belt, Contos, these guys have all been involved with the SEAL families over time, and I could go on. The list is extensive. But the SEAL Foundation, we raise capital, raise money to provide both ongoing support. So this is events like this for active duty SEALs and their families, but its primary purpose is to support our fallen comrades and their families. Guys that have paid the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our freedom, we ensure that their families are taken care of. We take over where the Department of Defense leaves off and make sure that everything from special needs to partnerships with the YMCA for camps for the children who have now been left without a father, for grievance support, and then for events like this. And we also take care of not just the SEALs, but it's the entire SEAL community. It's the Naval Special Warfare community. So our combatant craftsmen, any of the folks that are part of that community that make sure. We've lost 70 SEALs since 9/11 in combat missions alone, and over 130 SEALs and support folks since 9/11. So for a group that's only 2,000 plus strong, that's a pretty big number.
Eric Parecka is a Navy SEAL, 11 years in service of this country, and he's here today to support the Navy SEAL Foundation. You know, you think about the folklore and mythology of the SEALs, or, I mean, even baseball, right? Well, the SEALs actually, they go far beyond even the mythology that surrounds it. What these guys do is incredible, and their families are to be acknowledged, because you talk about being scared and the anxiety of having your father or your husband out on a mission deployed out there in a dangerous world and running and gunning and doing some wild stuff. Give us a little bit of your background. I know you don't want to brag, but, I mean, it's such a noble endeavor, and it's such a noble mission that you guys accept. So tell us a little bit about how you became a SEAL.
Wow. This was a long time ago, before we had movies and books.
Sure.
So Let's just say back in the 80s.
Okay. Now, there was a movie about the SEALs in the 80s featuring Charlie Sheen, right?
Yes, there was.
I got to tell you, it's an incredibly over-the-top film, but I loved it. So go ahead, carry on.
So let me start with, I miss it every day. I got out way too early, but yeah, I was getting a little broken, a little old. Went through Buds and Coronado, ended up at SEAL Team 2, then over at our Naval Special Warfare Development Group, and have been just thrilled to be a part of it. It's a brotherhood that you never leave.
Right.
And this is a small piece that I can contribute back to and continue to make sure that the guys that are now bringing the fight to the enemy are taken care of. They are doing so much more than any of our previous generations. It is uncanny. They're better trained, better equipped, better, it's just over the top. And their honor, their courage, their integrity is just
unsurpassable.
Second to none.
It's incredible. And you were telling me what kind of investment our country makes in these Navy SEALs. You want to just give us a little bit of wet the beak and what it takes to get these guys ready to be deployed?
Don't quote me on this,
okay.
But it's about $1 million a SEAL to get them just basic trained through BUDS and then our advanced training into a team. And then some of our special mission units, we can spend up to about $20 million per person to get them trained.
Wow.
So these are very, very, very high-value assets are being used quite well.
And they lay it on the line. When I was in the Marine Corps Infantry, when I was just a ground pounder, they don't only let us go to the range once a year. So now our close quarter combat and our mount training was all with the laser gear stuff. So it's definitely a different world you guys are living in. And we acknowledge the dangers, the dangerous missions they accept. Okay, hey, Eric, we got to let you get out of here and let you get out on the field. Because any last mission that you want to explain to us?
The only thing I wanted to add was we are fundraising all the time for the SEALs and their SEAL families.
Yeah.
And we have a text to raise money, $10 a text. If folks are inclined to, if they text 50555, that's
50555,
that would help out these families.
Fantastic. It's a worthy cause. The families go through it too, so I acknowledge that, and we definitely want to celebrate your service today, and we want to acknowledge our fallen comrades who have paid the ultimate sacrifice in their families, what they go through on a daily basis. The Giants are participating and supporting, so Larry and his gang up there in the corner office, respect. And Eric, thank you for your service. Thanks for coming out and turning us on to the Navy SEAL Foundation. How many SEALs in the Bay Area, former and current?
We've got about 300 SEALs in the Bay Area.
It's amazing.
So Pecan, thank you for your service as well.
And Army's
Marty,
a former Army guy.
Marty,
so
thank you for your service.
ER.
What is it?
Enlisted Reserve.
Okay. Well, hey, you put it on.
As
you
a
put
cook.
Well, hey, everybody's got to eat, Marty.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's right. So
come on, I could make French toast for 400. You know that.
We love Marty, Lurie, and Eric, thank you, man. We really appreciate you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right, Marty, take it away, brother.
Yeah, very good. I love having it. A great interview. I'm glad you did that. Yeah. Thanks, Eric, for coming out.
Give it up.
A very special day here as we honor, as we remember people who gave their lives for whatever.
But it's generally for the man to years 12 and 6 left and right. So that's generally what it's all about.
Brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts and all that. Thank you, Eric. Thanks for being here.